Welcome to your five for the day. The search for happiness is as old as the human race. Hedonism, an ancient Greek philosophy, stated that the chief end of man was happiness. Democritus, who lived in 460 BC, said, "Happiness is the object of our conduct." Madeleine Moreau had everything that many want to think brings happiness: beauty, wealth, fame, sex appeal and popularity. But she ended her life in suicide. Similarly, recently and sadly, so did Robin Williams. Voltaire, who was famous for his infidelity, said on his deathbed, "I am lost, or that I was never born." Actually, wealth, fame, power, beauty, none of them make us happy or unhappy. They're externals. Happiness comes from within. It's a byproduct of an inner condition. If we live only for personal happiness, we'll probably never find it. As one person said, the search for happiness is one of the chief sources of unhappiness. Happiness begins with being honest with ourselves and learning to understand and accept ourselves for who and what we really are. This way, we can use our strengths and work towards overcoming our weaknesses. Happiness always means learning to accept our personal circumstances, the negative as well as the positive. Some of them can be changed, others can't. And unless we accept the ones that can't be changed, we'll never be happy. As blind Helen Keller said, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God." Happiness in itself is not a worthwhile goal to live for. To be happy all the time is unreal, as happiness is only one of life's great emotions. To be in touch with all of one's feelings is more important than being happy all the time. To feel sad, hurt, angry, afraid, and unhappy at the appropriate times is both normal and healthy. However, if we are unhappy most of the time, it's a big hint that something is missing in our lives or some conflict needs resolving. The happy person also has healthy relationships with other people. Without love, all else in life is meaningless. Once again, however, love comes from within. If we give love, we'll receive love. Unfortunately, people, especially in childhood, get hurt because of a lack of love, and adults are afraid to love for fear of being hurt again. Through careful counselling, this fear can usually be overcome. The greatest man who ever lived, Jesus Christ, is our great example. He developed in every area of his life. He increased in wisdom and in stature and favour with God and man. That is, he matured mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. We need to do the same. A clear conscience is needed for personal wholeness and happiness. To feel forgiven for all the wrongs we have done gives us a sense of freedom. Any wrongs, therefore, that we've done need to be put right, and any impaired relationships resolved. Not only do we need our brother's forgiveness, but also God's. When we confess our sins and faults to him, he will always forgive us. Happiness is to know the Saviour, living a life within his favour. Having a change in my behaviour, happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation. Having a part in his salvation, happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine. No matter if teardrops start, I've found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord.